Randy Boyd, he wants Bill Haslam's old job, and he's running for governor here in the great state of Tennessee. He's in the Republican primary, and Randy joined us on the program this morning. Randy, thanks for joining us, and how are you?
I'm doing great. And as a baseball fan myself, I'm excited about baseball. Listening to Randy talk about all the rain we've had, I'm hoping that we've got it out of our system so we don't have a lot of rain out this baseball season.
Who's your team, Randy?
Well, I don't know if you know, but I own the Tennessee Smokies, which is the AA affiliate for the Chicago Cubs in Knoxville. And you know, we play the Jackson Generals on a pretty regular basis. So anyway, I'm a big Cubs fan. Pretty excited about 2016. Last year wasn't so great, but I'm hopeful this year we'll bounce back.
Here in West Tennessee, us West Tennessee folk, we've been watching Middle Tennessee and East Tennessee. They've been on somewhat of a gravy train while we've been washing our clothes in the canals. We've not been getting much thrown our way. And it's been from representation from Middle and East Tennessee. How would you be different when it comes to West Tennessee?
Well, I'm a seventh-generation Tennessean, and the first six generations are all from West Tennessee. We moved into Crockett County in 1832, and the last three generations were in Obion County in a little town of Kenton, home of the White Squirrels. My grandparents and a lot of my relatives are buried right there in Hollywood Cemetery in Jackson. So we got a lot of deep roots in West Tennessee. Every family reunion is in West Tennessee. So it's very important to me. It'll be a high priority. I agree with you. West Tennessee has been left behind over the last 20 years, and we need a governor that will focus on it, and I'll be that governor. A couple of things that I'll mention. I was Commissioner of Economic and Community Development for the last couple of, in 2015 and 2016, and was helpful in bringing in or help William Sausage expand up in Obion County, help bring the Tyson factory up to Humboldt, Anderson Grain over in Crockett County, then had a role in a lot of different expansions all throughout West Tennessee. And so I had some experience up and some success, but as I come back as the next governor, I'm going to be putting even more focus. And the big thing will be, of course, this may be a question of yours, but big focus on the mega site. We're gonna finish the mega site. We're gonna land a big major manufacturer. We fill that place with three or four major manufacturers that will generate 34,000 jobs for West Tennessee, and we're gonna transform West Tennessee just like Middle Tennessee was transformed when Nissan landed there 35 years ago.
I want to get your reaction to something I think that happened yesterday, and that's one of your opponents, Diane Black, decided to endorse Marsha Blackburn, who's running for Senate. What did you make of that, and are you willing to do the same thing? Are you going to have an endorsement for the Senate? What's your take on Diane Black endorsing Marsha Blackburn?
Well, I'm not really thinking too much about what Diane Black does or doesn't do, but for me, with regards to Marsha, I think she's been a great Congress lady. I think she'll be a great senator. But you know, I've got my own race to run, so I'm not going around endorsing candidates in the primary. They still have a primary, and you've got she's got an opponent from right there in Jackson. So I just think it's not really necessary for me to get in and be endorsing people in the primaries in anywhere.
Randy Boyd joining us in the program. He wants Bill Haslam's old job. He wants to be the governor here in Tennessee.
Well, let me say this. First of all, I'm for anybody who is pro white squirrel. I got a white squirrel in my backyard. He's the greatest thing in the universe. I get so happy every time I see him. But let's talk for a second. You talk about these jobs in West Tennessee. One thing that could really kind of jumpstart that is the program Tennessee Promise.
Yes.
As I've read, over 30,000 students have gone to college as a part of this. Now, what that means is anyone from the state of Tennessee, if I understand this correctly, from the state of Tennessee who's got a high school degree can get free community colleges. Is that the crux of it?
Yeah, this was actually a little project. It was a nonprofit that I started in Knoxville. Our second county, by the way, that we expanded to was Madison County. We had something called Madison Achieve 10 years ago. So Madison County was actually pioneering this way before there was a Tennessee Promise. But yeah, then I got to be the governor's special advisor on higher education in 2013. And we took that little idea that Knox County and Madison County had and turned it into the Tennessee Promise. So they do get free tuition and fees to any technical school or community college. But it's not totally free because they're expected to do one day's worth of community service each semester. I'm a Boy Scout master. And in Boy Scouts, every time you earn a badge, you got to do a service project. So I added that to the program. And just by the way, the kids in the program, since its beginning, have committed over 1.6 million community service hours. So it's a big community service project as well. But it's how we recruit businesses to our state. when I was commissioner of economic and community development, our number one sales pitch was that we could tell a company, you tell me what jobs you need to be filled, when you need it to be filled, or when you need them, and we'll train them for free forever. And no other state in the country could do that, and that was because of the Tennessee Promise. It's anyone now. Back in 2013, when we first created the Tennessee Promise, I also helped create something called Reconnect, which allowed adults to go to a technical school, what we call the TCAS, or Tennessee College of Applied Technology. Just this past year, Governor Haslam expanded that, so adults can now also go to a community college. So now it's not just for recent high school graduates. Anybody in the state of Tennessee can go to a technical college or community college free of charge.
Randy Boyd, running for governor here in the state of Tennessee, Republican primary, joining us on the program. Randy, to me, it appears as though the problem is not higher education, it's K through 12.